Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Prairie Le Compton girls head coach Joey Franzetta as the Prairie Le Compton Cos played back-to-back nights here in the last couple evenings. And man alive, coach, I know didn't get a win and so close and certainly had chances, but lost to Hiawatha by just one, 42-41, and lost to Holton by three, 39-36. And these are teams you lost to by 30 and 22 early in the season. So I think it says a lot about how far your girls have come and, you know, how well they're competing right now with anybody in the Big 7 League. I know it's not wins, but you have to be pretty proud of the way the girls have played back-to-back nights here lately.
Yeah, I mean, you can't complain about their effort at all. I mean, their effort was there. You know, execution for the most part was there. I mean, of course, whenever you play back-to-back games, you're going to have lapses and things just because, you know, tired, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I can't complain. And, you know, basically, before we played Hiawatha, you know, in our pre-game locker room, we kind of just have our keys for the game. Our last key was just positive steps. Okay, we got to take steps forward. You know, and I think we accomplished that pretty well these last two games. You know, granted, it's like you said, you prefer to get some wins in there, but, you know, the biggest thing, and I mean, you know this, and I think most people listening know this, is like, you got to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season. And if you're not playing your best basketball at the end of the season, I mean, I don't want to say you did a lot of work at the beginning of the season for nothing, but, you know, we're starting to play better, and we're playing, you know, hopefully a little more consistent at the right time, which, you know, hopefully that leads us into some success at our sub state. So, you know, we'll take it kind of a game at a time. It'll be nice to have a couple days, off where we can kind of regroup and, you know, tweak a few things, and then we'll get ready to rock and roll in sub-state.
Yeah, as we've talked about, no Big 7 League teams in your sub-state. You're part of the 3A sub-state there at Pomona, and I think have a great chance to make some noise. What do you feel like has kind of been key or fueled, or what's one of the biggest differences maybe that you've seen in your team here lately that has them competing so much better and playing at a higher level? I mean, what is it that you've seen that's what you're going to need to continue to see now going into sub-state?
I mean, this is as dumb as this sounds. I think it's comfort. I mean, I think their girls are more comfortable with how I'm going to coach a game. They know kind of, you know, when this happens, what to expect and things like that. And I think just that comfort goes a long ways. And just being prepared, knowing all the little things. You know, when we come in and we watch film and we look at our scouts and stuff, I mean, none of this stuff is a surprise anymore to them. Like they know what's happening. And then plus, I mean, you play 20 games throughout a year. I mean, you see every defense for the most part that a team's going to throw at you. You see basically any offensive action that anyone's going to throw at you. So, you know, we can always just refer back to, well, remember when so-and-so did this against us. You know, and it makes it really easy to adjust. And, you know, and a big credit goes to our girls as well. They've, you know, they're starting to buy in a little bit. I know it hasn't turned into wins and losses and things of that nature, but, you know, they're buying in and they're seeing the success, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, carry the success on in our sub-state, because it's like you said, I mean, we don't have any Big 7 League teams, and I mean, man, we've been pounded by Big 7 this year, which, I mean, is a good and a bad thing. I mean, obviously not the greatest thing when you're taking some losses, but, you know, I mean, I feel like out of our sub-state, we're going to be the most prepared team. I mean, we've played a grinder of a schedule. You even look at our non-conference schedule. We played Paola, and they were ranked pretty high in 4A. I believe they were ranked, like, number 3 in 4A at one point. We played Fort Scott, and they just won the SEK last night for, like, the first time in 8 years. So, you know, we played a good schedule. We're going to be ready to rock and roll, and, you know, we just got to keep taking those steps forward over the next couple of days.
You bet. Best of luck, Coach, moving forward into sub-state. Thanks for taking time to join us and talk Cobb basketball here on the radio each week.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin.
Coach Franzetta of the Prairie Girls will talk Cobb boys basketball next with Coach Matt Simmons.